Recorded Books and Mainframe present Dark One Forgotten by Brandon Sanderson and Dan Wells.
Every year in the United States, there are 15,000 murders, give or take a few hundred. Of those, nearly 40% go unsolved. My name is Christina Walsh, and you're listening to Forgotten. I hate unsolved mysteries. Not the show, capital U, capital M, Unsolved Mysteries. I love that show. I used to watch it all the time with my father, ironically. I loved the people in it, and the clues they followed, and their dogged determination to catch the bad guys. That's almost certainly why I'm doing a true crime audio series today, go figure. But my favorite part, every single time, was when the host would get on and say, "In a recent broadcast." Because then I knew that one of the mysteries had been solved. "In a recent broadcast, we talked about a woman named Jane Doe." I couldn't get the rights to rebroadcast actual audio from Unsolved Mysteries, so I just did that voice myself. That's what happens when you're recording from a dorm room. But my point is, I like solved mysteries. I like watching the questions unfold. But I want there to be answers at the end. I want to know who did it and how and why. I don't want ghost stories in the Cecil Hotel. I want a perpetrator, and I want to understand them. And I want justice. But like I said in the intro, less than 2 out of 3 murder victims ever get justice. Way too often, the investigation stalls and the case goes nowhere and the victim gets forgotten. And I want to do something about that. The music I played in the intro was Violin Concerto No. 1 by a Polish composer named Karol Szymanowski. And while he's not as famous as maybe he should be, he's not exactly forgotten either. People perform his work all the time. But the odds are very good that you've never heard this recording by this violinist. Let me play a little more for you. That's Leona McPherson. And before she died in 1994, she was a violin prodigy. 22 years old, she played in some of the most prestigious venues in the world with some of the best orchestras and conductors. Riccardo Chailly in Bologna, Seiji Ozawa in Boston. Music is actually my specialty. I'm not a journalism major, despite what this crime investigation might suggest. I'm a music history major at NYU. So, not only can I assure you that this performance is incredibly good, I can also tell you that the fact that I've never heard it before is, if not exactly unbelievable, at the very least, strange. A violinist of this caliber from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?